B-Pod Studios.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
it? This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Erica's on the phone, and she wants to know why she's been unfriended by a friend and coworker. Like, what do you think happened?
I don't really know what happened, to be honest with you. Like, this is my good friend and coworker, Casey, and I have no idea why. Like, I see her, like, every day at work, and she never mentioned a thing. And, you know, it's kind of, like, weird and taboo if you, like, ask if somebody unfriended you. So I don't want to seem like, you know, like I'm upset or like I'm, you know, like petty or whatever. But I really want to know, like, why would you unfriend me on Facebook, you know?
Let's go through some of the things that we've heard in the past, the reasons that people have been unfriended. Do you post obnoxious, like, photos of your kids?
No, like I barely post, like every once in a while. But I'm really on there to, like, kind of look at other people's pictures and, you know, see what other people are up to. I don't post very often at all.
So you're not putting, like, your political views out there?
No, no. I haven't done that in years, you know? Like, it's not worth, like, getting upset and people at the comments. So I just don't even do it anymore.
Casey's on hold with producer Nicole right now, and she doesn't know why she's coming on. So the best thing about our unfriended is when we don't do a lot of small talk and you just ask her and put her right on the spot. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's the best way that we found that this works.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, producer Nicole's giving us a thumbs up.
Okay, Casey, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can hear you.
Casey, you're on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. Have you ever heard of us?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay. Well, you're not alone. Do you know Erica, your coworker?
Yeah, I know Erica.
Okay, Erica's here.
Hey, Casey, what's going on? So,
hey.
I just wanted to ask you, like, it's so weird, but I noticed that you unfriended me on Facebook, and I just want to ask you why. Like, why would you just unfriend me for no apparent reason?
You know, Erica, I did unfriend you on Facebook. That's completely true. And the reason that I unfriended you on Facebook is because you started a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, and what's the big deal about that?
Well,
like, my husband was in an accident.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, I understand that. But Erica, your GoFundMe is for $25,000.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's back up. Okay, so Erica, you said your husband was in an accident?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't tell us anything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This on the front side. So what happened?
He's doing a lot better now, but my husband was in a motorcycle accident a couple months back, and he completely, like, broke his arm and collarbone. And, you know, he's doing well, but it's just that, you know, our hospital bills were insane, and we don't have insurance. And so I put up a GoFundMe because that's what it's for people that you hopefully, you know, that you think care about you to kind of donate to your fund and your cause. So
okay.
That's why I put it up.
So Casey, what's your beef with this?
Well, he only broke his arm. So for that to be $25,000, like, I just don't understand that. Like, we have pretty good insurance that our job offers us. So me and even some of our other coworkers are just pretty shocked that him breaking his arm would cost you $25,000. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Glad he's okay and, you know, nothing more serious. But that kind of money for just an arm is just kind of baffling to me.
First of all, I can't even believe, like, you're looking, that you guys have been questioning this and kind of, like, talking about this behind my back. But the thing about it is, like, we do have really good insurance at our job, but our deductible was way too expensive to pay, so we couldn't even take advantage of it. So
I mean, was your deductible like $25,000? I mean, what? No, I don't want to get into what your bills are.
You guys don't know. You don't know my bills, yeah, exactly. So he also was out of work for a lot, for, you know, several months, and our family took a really big blow. So
okay.
need the money to get back on track.
We get that. How much have you raised out of the $25,000, Erica?
So far we've raised about $2,500, and that's, you know, because of the kindness of my family, and no thanks to my coworkers, because none of them have put in anything, and now it's good to know why. Because everybody's like talking crap behind our back. Like, I am so upset.
Yeah, and no, it's not me either. Like, some of our other coworkers think that they're trying to use this money to buy a new motorcycle.
Oh.
That's completely ridiculous. That's so false. That's a bunch of speculation, and I really wish you guys would have come to me with this, you know? Like, I actually feel, like, so betrayed.
Mm. Wow, this is really unfortunate.
I know. I feel like we didn't help you.
Yeah. You didn't really expect to get $25,000, did you, Erica? I mean, that's a lot of money to ask for after a motorcycle accident.
Well, I did some research, and the article that I read said that you should always, always ask for more than what you need.
Oh, wow.
So
she doesn't need all that. She just, now she's paying all of her medical bills and can afford a nice vacation.
Right. That's what Casey and her coworkers are afraid of.
Oh,
so maybe that article wasn't the best article to read. But Erica, good luck. We're sorry that your husband had the accident, broke his arm. And we wish you guys to work this out, and good luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Casey, for coming on with us.
Thank you.
There's more than one way to listen live to the MRL Morning Show. Download the Kiss 95.1 app to stream us. Or hear what you missed with our daily podcast, Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.